This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 753, recorded November 17th, 2021. And we are 1 month away from, in the United States anyway, Spider-Man No Way Home. And I anticipate fanboy tears everywhere, one way or another. Tears of joy or tears of sorrow. And that has nothing to do with Transformers, but it was just top of mind. Hey, with me this week, we have Diecast.
Hey, everybody.
Don.
Hey.
And Rob.
I need to figure out how to cry tears of apathy.
That's probably some sort of disorder.
Mm.
But, you know, if I were, you know, Don's fiance might know, being a psychologist or being a therapist.
Yeah.
Is there a degree in psychology or therapy?
Therapy.
Yeah, she probably still would know. Yeah. And hey, Nani TF in her Discord, tfradio.net/discord, that's where you should be if you watch live, said he's going to Ghostbusters this weekend and some tears are expected there as well. I agree.
I had no idea Paul Rudd was in that till they started just advertising. There's a new advertisement and they like mention him like six times.
He's probably in it more than the Ghostbusters are. So, I actually rented out a theater for that. And it's going to break down to like $8 a head. And I'm pretty excited about not sharing a theater with strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. So I may do that again for Spider-Man. It's actually way more reasonable than I would have thought.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably less than regular tickets when you get down to it.
Pretty much. So I'm excited about that. So let's see here. Hey, so it's almost Christmas. We're just like 5 weeks away. A month and a week. So we're really getting down to brass tacks here. It's not Operation Beehive. Now it's Operation Elf on a Shelf Warmer, or just Elf on a Shelf Warmer. It's something we do every year. And I mentioned this, I'm going to keep mentioning this. And if you're watching the video, I've actually turned my lights off, except for the light in front of me, so that you can see the Elf on a Shelf Warmer tree behind me growing out of my head, as Blade Raider pointed out on the video. And that's we'll be putting donations for Elf on a Shelf Warmer there. And of course, Elf on a Shelf Warmer is, you know, something that we want to do where we can help kids out there who are needy and won't otherwise get anything this holiday season without, you know, the generosity of the strangers. And it's also a nice way to be selfish and clearing off the toy shelves of shelf warming toys like Wing Finger or Tracks.
Will Jack.
Will Jack.
Lots of Will Jacks in my area.
Yeah. So, or right now for me, it's Cheetor and Rat Trap. So a kid would love those toys. And, you know, heck, look for something on clearance. And again, I've pointed this out from personal experience. You know, I was super poor. I was super poor as a kid. You know, a lot of times I received things this way. And my own children now, they're adopted, but they were in foster care. But before that, they were in a home where their parents didn't take care of them. And, you know, they didn't get anything for Christmas if, you know, somebody didn't give it to them. So it's so common. It's more common than we realize. And, you know, just showing a little bit of generosity at the holiday season is just a great way to make a difference in a child's life. So if you want to pick up a toy, whether it's on clearance, you know, or not, doesn't have to be. Or if you buy something at Ollie's or Big Lots or Ross or wherever, drop it in a donation box. Take it by a children's home. There are lots of ways you can donate. And if you drop it in a box, snap a photo and tag it Elf on a Shelf Warmer, and we will, you know, reshare it on social media.
I have a couple things for the box. I have to go to Ollie's.
Yeah, I need to start dropping off. I have all the stuff the Kilby family bought. That's going to go like this weekend to the donation box stuff. And like Blade Raider sent something this week. If you don't have a place to donate, and that happens, or you just don't want to go out, you can go to tfradio.net/elf and it'll take you to an Amazon wish list from which we draw no. We don't get any income from that. We don't take referral fees or anything from it. tfradio.net/elf. And there's a list of toys there you can buy. What happens? They come to me and they're going to go underneath the tree here and I'll drop them off for you. It helps kids in my local area. I would prefer that you do it yourself, but we will take, I will gladly take donations that way because it goes to a kid that needs it. So we're going to keep talking about this for the next couple weeks. And then pretty much, you don't have a huge window of time because, of course, they want to get this done before Christmas so that it gets in the hands of the kids, so they can have it on Christmas. Russet Cross says, I'm donating an RC and an Alita 1. And I hope by donating a cliff jumper, the kids won't hate me. That's, a lot of this stuff, kids would love that stuff. I am donating a couple of, an Alita 1. I've got a couple of those that I bought actually for my kids. And I decided, they have enough toys. This is just going to go in a donation box. So I've put it, aside for them. So it's great. I think it's awesome. tfradio.net/elf or the hashtag elf on a shelf warmer on your favorite social media platform that we're on, which is going to be like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Oh man. Is there anything else we want to plug? Our Patreon, patreon.com/tfradio. I need to, Rob posted or recorded History on the Five for this week last night. Thank you, Rob. I need to get that posted. I'll do that probably tomorrow or Friday. Cool. I've been slow about that lately. I'm sorry.
No worries. I'm just glad I was able to do it on 3 hours of non-consecutive sleep. So,
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So we do multiple podcasts a week, at least two that are patron exclusives. We have our RFC pre-show and History on the Fives. And then right now we do bi-weekly our RFC throwback podcast. And that podcast is it right now as we catch up, because there were several months that we went without posting an episode. It's just been hard to get content together for that. But we're doing that twice a month now. And so that's every other week. And so we have lots of exclusive content out there on our Patreon at patreon.com/tfradio. Okay. So Matt and Chris aren't here. I think I mentioned that. So we're just going to go ahead and jump into the news. Selects Artfire is hitting GameStop. I think that's in store. Is it also online? Did anybody check that out?
I've been checking my GameStop the last couple of days since I saw Icon 45 retweet that information from the original source. Mine doesn't have any locally, and it's been sold out online. I've been checking fairly often over the last few weeks, and it's been sold out completely.
Yeah, it's listed as sold out right now. And it's been reviewed at 3 stars. What? I can't believe that.
Yeah, that Inferno mold's really good, so yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, let's see if it shows all the reviews. Well, nobody who gave it a negative review had the guts to put their name to it. So there you go.
I haven't really looked at it yet, but I did get mine, so.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't gotten mine yet. I didn't order it from GameStop, so I don't know when I'll get it. And also, the Jurassic Park collaboration, which I think we'll talk about when we talk about what we got this week, that has hit. That's in people's hands now. And if you want to get one, it's at tfradio.net/JP93.
Yeah, and get it now because it says it's shipping soon. And
it's beautiful in the box, I'll say that.
Yeah, I know initially it sold out. So, who knows how many of these they're actually going to make.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? And as far as like the collaborations go, I think there have been two that look fantastic in the box. And that's how they are going to stay. You could open Ectotron. I think Ectotron's fine to open.
Yeah.
But that's the only one I would probably open.
Well, you've got two versions. You could always get the second version that's on the blister card and open it and then leave the one in the box.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Gigawatt was great. I opened
it. Oh, I forgot about Gigawatt. Yeah. I do have two of those. I could open one of them. Yeah, I could do that. I'm not going to, but I could.
So. And honestly, I'd say if you're going to open one, you could fairly easily open the boxed version of Ectotron because it goes back in the packaging relatively easily.
And I did. That's what I did. My blistered one is never going to be touched.
Yeah.
That's the Target redeco for Afterlife.
Yeah. Target Redeca was so expensive. I think they wanted like stupid. $65.
It was stupid expensive. Yeah.
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 Okay. And okay, I will just warn you people, the news is pretty thin this week. So a lot of, I'll be honest, the next two items are things I wouldn't even mention in a normal week. But we got to talk about something. So don't skip ahead if you don't want to hear the news. Like, I think we have fun things we got to talk about, but this is not that great. So looking at TFW, they posted a story today about Transformers Cross Adidas collaborations. It's an Optimus Prime and a Megatron, and they both feature like an LED lighting and insoles, yeah, with like a Transformers face on them. I don't hate them. I mean, I like the fact that you can wear them. Like the, I think it was Converse that they did the collaboration with for Nerf. I like those better, but they certainly don't look bad.
No,
I always get Autobot everything. I think this would be the one time, if I was able to get these, if they were, you know, available in the United States, that I would actually go with the Megatron, because I like black sneakers and they're black and they have that red light, which I think looks good, and a little bit of purple just for the heel strap, or, you know, the loop that you pull to put the shoe on in the morning. I really like the Megatron shoes on, they did a really good job with those.
Yeah. Like the Autobot the logo is not really super prominent on these. It's get a better look. It's like on the LED thing above the tongue of the shoe.
Yeah.
I mean, really the color for Optimus is really the only thing that gives it away that it's a Transformer, except for that plastic LED thing.
The Megatron ones, I don't think you would know.
I know, I have been begging for adult shoes with LEDs in them, but this isn't what I want. I want LEDs like in the heel or in the sole of the shoe, kind of like my kids have.
So they light up every time you move?
Yes, I want that.
No, bad. I don't want that at all.
I want that bad.
I like this where you can turn them on if you want, and I'm assuming you can turn them off. So they don't have to be lit when you're wearing them, and they don't have a stupid light gimmick where they, you know, where they light up when you walk.
I want that.
I don't.
My kids love it. I love it for them. And I know that there are custom shoes that you can get like on Etsy where someone has gone in and added LEDs to them. That's not what I want. I want to be able to go to Walmart and spend $25 on a crappy pair of shoes with LEDs in them. I mean, that's what I do for my kids. I mean, I just get my kids crappy shoes at Walmart that have LEDs in them, and they're very happy. They don't last long because the kids' feet grow so fast.
I mean, I see a lot of shoes and things on Taobao. They have so many interesting shoes that we just never see. And I think we should really, you know, they need to get on that and get us some more interesting shoes.
It's sort of weird. My fiance started me on a show called Swap Shop, and
how long have you been on this show, Don? Is it part of the podcast network over there at TFYLP?
No, it's not. I'm just saying it was basically, she showed it to me, Brian, because it was basically a call-in show like I wanted originally for It's a Don Deal.
Swap Shop was the name of the call-in show at the radio station that I grew up listening to locally.
Right. But it's weird because we're bringing up shoes, and the last I watched last night, some guys went to a sale and they found an 85 pair of Jordans for $50.
Is that a good deal?
Well, the 85, not Michael Jordans, the first year they made shoes for him, the guy said they could probably get about $12,000 for the shoes.
Is this like Antique Roadshow or something?
Kind of like that. But I'm just thinking, I'm imagining in 20 or 30 years, there's going to be someone out there that's a shoe collector. It's going to find these Autobot and Decepticon shoes somewhere, and there'll be such a low production run, they'll be like worth thousands of dollars at some point.
So in our Discord, again, tfradio.net/discord, and on a TF, shared a link to an auction for a Transformers Bumblebee shoe, Nike Cross Transformers Zoom FP Supreme Bumblebee. I don't remember this at all.
That sure is a collection of words.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's $1,100.
Right. Yeah. I am looking at that right now, and that does not ring any bells. And 11 is the only size they have.
Well, that's the that's my shoe size. So I might as well just go ahead and get them so I can wear them.
Here you go. I'll put this in the chat. Hopefully it works. I found on Taobao some Autobot Crocs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Auto Crocs.
Auto. It's yeah. Yeah.
Let me pull those up.
Hopefully you can pull that on the video. I'll put it in the Discord for everyone.
Taobao is trying to load.
Yeah, some people have a problem loading Taobao.
Yeah.
Probably just save the picture. But yeah, they're pretty incredible.
I'll have to look those up.
I have to get them.
Yeah, I'm not going to try with my bandwidth right now. I'll look later.
Don, you have gigabit internet.
Okay, I'm not gonna make my processor chug up. Okay. You know, try to load it.
Accurate.
Yeah, Don's internet's stellar. So you should like lend some of that internet to like Matt and Chris.
I don't know what. The shoe conversion thing is going to take me some time because I don't know what size is what.
Yeah, that can be really weird with, you know, international shoes.
Because
sometimes.
Yeah, my fiance ordered a top and it was in her size, but they didn't say that size was for the Pacific Rim countries. It just listed it as whatever. But they didn't list that it was for another region of the world. And she gets it, and her niece can wear it, and her niece is 9. And it was supposed to be for an adult female, and it was like, oh, there yeah. You
go. Cool. Okay. So Transformer shoes can be expensive. I don't have pricing on these Adidas shoes. I am not getting them, so I don't really care. But they're out there. And they're in China, so you'll have to do this whole conversion thing. But if you know how to use the Taobao or whatever, you can probably find them. I do know some folks out there who are hardcore shoe collectors, which I don't get, but that's fine because, you know, whatever rocks your boat. But, you know, that's awesome. Okay. Moving on. Another thing I wouldn't mention, and I listened to this and I'm not going to listen to it. I'm sorry. But Transformers Devastation soundtrack is now available for streaming and digital download. And this is from the AllSpark. And I pulled it up and listened to it on Spotify. And that sure is certain songs from Transformers Devastation, I guess. It's certainly not every song.
Is it free to listen to?
If you have Spotify. You pay for Spotify.
Well, it listed Amazon Music too.
You can buy it.
I jumped on Amazon Music and it says buy for $9.49. And it has one rating and it's 1 star.
It's 1 star. I saw that. And the person was very upset with the soundtrack. I mean, I can't really tell you what's in the game or not. I only played it for a few levels. It's not my bag, which is sad because I like beat 'em ups, but just something about that game just did not sit well with me.
I really enjoyed the game. I couldn't tell you much about the soundtrack off the top of my head. There's a few, incidental pieces. I believe Vince DiCola did at least part of the soundtrack. So I'm betting that's the part that is available.
Yeah, it's all Vince DiCola track. If you love Vince DiCola, that's great.
Yeah.
And I think, maybe I'm misremembering, but I think there's a new pressing or something of his work from Rocky IV.
I think I had heard about that, yeah.
It's probably because of the director's cut for Rocky IV that just came out, I would guess, which I picked up. I haven't watched it yet. There was a theatrical showing of it that I wish I'd have been able to make, but kids.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so there's, okay, I'll tell you the tracks. Welcome to the Proud Star. We got fun and games. Two, there it is, Autobots. Three, Operation Obliteration. Save Cybertron. The Fate of Cybertron, Nova Prime, Save the City, Devastation Theme Mix, Devastation Theme Short Edit, Devastation Theme Instrumental,
And quick question, how long is the Nova Prime track? Because as I recall, he shows up for like 2 seconds in the very end of the closing credits.
Oh man, I want to find out now. Let's look it up. Nova Prime is, come on, Amazon Music, tell me, is 26 seconds.
That's about as long as he was in there. That's, Devastation was a really great half a game, and I wish they'd get a chance to go back and finish it if they could only do it with somebody other than Activision.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, looking at our YouTube chat, or pal Action Figure Expert asked if any of us got the Megatron Nike shoes from 7 years ago. No.
Nope.
But I know somebody did get them, though, I think. I'm pretty sure. Somebody I know collects shoes, but no, I didn't get them. I don't normally buy branded shoes. One thing I do miss, in a small digression, there was a 90s throwback revival in like fashion, at least for shoes, 5 or 6 years ago. So there was a period when shoes had crazy 90s colors and they were awesome. It was mostly women's shoes, but I don't care. If I could get a pair large enough to wear, I would have worn them. That just looked crazy in 90s. And it was glorious for like 5 minutes. And then apparently it didn't sell. But yeah, I have lots of shoes. But the problem is I never wear shoes. I always wear flip-flops. Or I go barefoot if I can at home. So all my shoes that I have are not broken in and they hurt my feet. So I don't wear them, which just perpetuates me not wearing shoes. Okay. That's it for the news. Anything else news-wise you want to talk about? No.
There is that one thing that I put in Taobao.
I can't get into Taobao. It won't work.
Oh, it's the transforming gun figure. It's like
huge. Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And it turns into a huge gun. And there's two colors. There's a black and silver, but there's also a white and blue, which gives me like a very Fortress Maximus vibe. I actually ordered the white and blue.
Cool.
Because it's just insane. And it's not.
Does Show Z-Score have that?
It's not a ripoff of anything. What's that?
Maybe Show Z-Store has that. I want to see if I can find it.
Probably. But man, that thing looks really cool. And I think it actually fires. It looks like it comes with some sort of missile things. It's like a sniper rifle.
Yeah, is it the King of the Sniper? Is that what it's called?
NBK sniper rifle officially accepts orders.
Yeah, that's it. There's SR-01 and SR-02. It costs $94 on Show Z store.
Yeah.
It's nice looking.
It's big. I mean, it's probably worth that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I saw that floating around on Twitter. It just, I don't know, something about it looks kind of awkward when it's not posed nicely like this.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it turns into a really big gun, so, you know.
That the gun mode is what I think what looks silly, if I remember right.
I don't think it looks bad. It's got a very Voss vibe to it.
I can see that. Anything else? God, no. This is going to be the shortest show in years, and I am all for it. Okay, who got something this week? Rob, did you get anything?
I did get some things. I got, since I wasn't here last week, I actually have a few things beyond that. So I got last week I got Kingdom Shadow Panther and Waspinator through Chris posted that at ChrisRTX on Twitter because to let people know it was in stock. And yeah, I got that. Haven't opened Shadow Panther because I'm not ready to break yet. And Waspinator is, to be honest, it's probably my least favorite of the three deluxe Waspinators we've gotten over the years.
The original Waspinator.
Yeah, the original and the generations like 2013 one, I'd say are kind of lateral moves from one another. They do things differently, but in terms of just overall like quality and how much I enjoyed them, they're pretty similar. This one just a little bit more complex in certain ways that don't really help its looks, at least in beast mode, I don't think. So It just a lot of pieces, a lot of like bug legs and things fell off on me as I was trying to transform it, which is always a fun experience.
But yeah,
that was last week. I got those. This week I got also from that from Chris Studio Series Gnaw, which I just finally opened in pre-show. Like, I was messing with that when my laptop decided to implode. And I like that. That is a good nice toy. Little figure. Yeah, I like it. I feel like except for the fact that it's a little bit bigger and I think it probably scales better with stuff, I think it's kind of a lateral move from the Titans Return one, too.
Just, I think I like the Titans Return toy a little better. But
I can see that.
Yeah, but I still liked it a lot. Cause, I mean, it does scale better with everything, so it's better in that respect. Mm-hmm. But the Legends class toy is so solid.
It is. I do feel like this one, the body feels a little bit more elongated than the Legends figure.
And the legs are a little funny. The legs are a little off for me. It feels like it, so that to make it stand, they had to like the either the proportions or like the placement of things just doesn't work out so that it's as elegant. It's not inelegant. It just doesn't look as nice and proportioned as the Legends toy did.
Yeah, the legs are a little bit too far back in
yeah, that's it.
Shark mode. They just look, it just looks a little bit weird from the sides, I think. I seem to recall that the Legends figure had a little bit of that too, but this is even more pronounced. And also I could do with the joints in the elbows being a little bit stronger to hold it up in that in with the legs being as far back as they are. Shoulders and elbows, actually.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the transformation surprise you?
Yes, it did. I was not expecting, you know, to turn both sides of the thing around and have them, you know, basically turn the whole thing upside down. It was, it is a neat transformation. I really did like that. It's a little bit fiddly, I think, in terms of getting things locked down to go back to robot mode, but that's a minor thing. I really, you know, I feel like I've been awfully fussy about some of the stuff I've gotten lately. Waspinator did not help that feeling, but even though there's a couple of little things about Gnaw that I could like better, I'm pretty fond of that. Other thing I got this week is just showed up earlier is I did get Artfire from GameStop. I pre-ordered that probably 6 months ago, and that did show up, and it is not bad. It looks good. Always like having more Target Masters. Never thought I'd own a version of Artfire, frankly. And the one thing that's just driving me crazy, just one of those things, you know, that I keep looking at and it bothers me, is the parts, the mold. They obviously never really gave advanced consideration in terms of the mold layout to making it Artfire, because the lower legs are painted red and the feet are painted white. And that's just like, each of those was obviously, I mean, the feet are kind of two-tone. I'm sure that's how it was on the original Artfire. But yeah, just the fact that the entire lower leg is molded in red and then they had to use white paint on the feet to get that to match too. Just, it's not a terrible match, but it just feels so inelegant. It just really, you know. But that's a minor thing. It is a good mold. It does not seem to have the parts fit problem that Inferno did. It's been corrected like Grapple was, as best as I can tell. So, you know, I didn't have to sand anything down to get the pegs to fit in at any rate. So, so yeah, I'm pretty, and I probably got Grapple and Inferno backwards there, but yeah, either way,
it's fine.
Yeah. Either way, it's the version that, that you don't have to fix yourself. So that's the important part. But yeah, so that was pretty good. And trying to think if there's anything else I got this last couple of weeks. Two quick off topic things. One, thanks to Bandai Namco. Once again, they set me up with the new Gundam Battle Operation spinoff code Fairy. So you can see what I've been doing with that on youtube.com/flailthroughs. Really fun game. And if you want to try Gundam Battle Operation, but don't want to, you know, play against people online, one, I feel you, two, this is the game to try. And secondly, I got the book Manga in Theory and Practice by the creator of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And that is a really fascinating book, because this is a person who put a lot of very careful, obsessive thought into why and how he does everything, which, considering he's been drawing that comic for like 30 years, it's not surprising. But you know, he just he has a lot of like detailed information on how he creates characters and how he plots things that is really interesting to read. And most of it even actually makes sense, though there is some there are a few bits about like Japanese fortune telling via blood tape, which makes absolutely no sense to me at all, and I had to look up. But beyond that, you know, it's an interesting book. It has like samples of his stuff that hasn't been published in English otherwise. It's like $20 on Amazon, and I need to get the free shipping on something. So that was a fun read.
Cool.
And I am pretty sure that is everything I have gotten in the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Don, did you get anything?
As a matter of fact, I did. I wasn't expect. Well, first thing I got was I found another sweep. So I went ahead and picked that up. Because I think Scourge needs at least two sweeps. I kind of want a third one because you always see them in kind of like threes. After, you know, once Galvatron's done beating the crap out of them, there's usually three or so left. But I may wait till they show up on discount and pick that up. But no, the thing that I got was a completely unexpected find.
And
I've been wanting this for a very long time. I wouldn't call it a grail by any means, because that term gets tossed around, you know, a little too much. But I've been looking for this for several years.
Maybe Don should be on last.
Well, I mean, I'm just sort of, I was looking for another figure, and I went over to some of the forums at TFW 2005 and a few places, because I was looking for that orange clear Devastator from Toy World.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just not out there right now. But when I was going through another seller's sell list, D-U-Q-U-E. I'm not quite sure how that pronounced, but he's over on TFT 2005. He had his list up, and I picked up, after, at least 4 or 5 years, Fancy Sales Transportation Captain.
I don't know what that is.
That is a... Apparently, I mean,
clearly it's Astro Train.
It's Astro Train, yeah.
but I mean, like, what? Like, I don't know the third party. I don't know the name.
Well, that's just it, though. Apparently this was their only figure. That's kind of weird. Yeah, it's now again with third parties, how there may be a designer working with one company and that toy gets that one.
Did we ever talk about this?
Yeah, it's come up in passing a few times. Chris will remember when he's on next. He'll remember us talking about this. It was a one and done. Never know if this company went on to do anything else under a different name or not. Like with Diecast, you got Acoustic Wave from not Fans Toys, whatever name they were using. Robot Paradise, right. So it's going to be. But Transportation Captain came out when everything was still more of a Chug scale. He would have been bigger compared to some of the Chug figures. So he would have been in scale more with them than current Masterpiece standards.
Why is it that somebody who can do this only makes one toy, but Impossible Toys made so many?
I don't know. Again, it could have been a designer that for this one piece used that name and then went on to do other things. We don't know. That's the problem with the third party. You know, they're not going to say, hey, we're making, you know, IP skirting property. This is our address. These are our designers. Contact us for inquiries. You don't see that. But I've been wanting this for a very long time, and it was pushing $250 to $300. And I got it for substantially less than that. It comes with a coal tender car, much like Earthrise Astro Train did. But it's
Does he stand on it?
He can, but this is more meant just to, you know, fill out the train. You also get, I got it today. I wasn't expecting it until Friday. But if you can see the parts layouts, you get a Sky Spy, a stand, Energon cubes, extra head, and then some extra weapons and shuttle.
What am I missing with the Sky Spy? Why was he included with Astrotrain?
Just to fill out the parts count and make it a little more. Because there were several Astrotrains like Chigurh, Evil Star. There were several Astro Train. before the Dinobot and Constructicon Wars, there was the Astrotrain Wars. Yeah. Every third party had an Astrotrain coming. So, this is a really unexpected find, something to go on my Astrotrain shelf. Just really, really glad to finally have this. It's not, like I said, it's not a grail, but it's something I never thought I would get for the price I got it at.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, I want to say that next week I have something coming that I have been wanting for a while, and I'm very excited about it. So I'm looking forward to talking about it, but I don't have it this week. Anything else, Don?
It was a very, very light week.
In the chat, dtfradio.net/discord, which I want to mention again a million times because you should be there. Our buddy Rick is like, purple train, purple train. Yeah. Okay. Diecast, did you get anything?
I did. I fell in love with this the moment we saw it, and I had to get it.
I pre-ordered mine from Big Bad instead of Super 7.
Someone in the in our tfradio.net/discord chat posted the link for it.
It may have been Blake or somebody from a right Panda Strong.
Thank you. I had to get it. His paint is very metallic-y. Especially the green. He has a candy cane gun right there, which is absolutely great. Awesome. And just the Christmas hat. I actually bought hats, and I put little Christmas hats on some of my Transformers because I don't know. I just love these special Christmas characters. I always get the Hallmark ornaments, except for Optimus Prime. I did miss him. I'm hoping Super 7 does one of these a year. I would be totally happy with that.
Yeah. Like a Hallmark ornament deal.
Yeah, exactly. The packaging's really nice. This is going to be the first one. I actually bought, and Brian's done this a couple times where he gets the protectors.
Oh yeah.
And he puts them in the protectors. And of course, it's unpunched, which apparently is a thing. He looks.
I should buy a second one. Actually, go to Super 7.
Even the red's metallic. The only thing that's not metallic is the silver on the legs. But pretty much everything else is metallic. The party wagon.
No thanks. Sorry. The Turtles Ultimates.
Yes, the $500 turtle van.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing I'm worried about when they do Visionaries is the Dagger Assault and the Capture Chariot are going to run that.
Are they actually doing Visionaries?
No, I'm just being extremely optimistic, and I'm using when instead of if.
Yeah, they're not.
Yet.
I mean, they're doing Silverhawks. Visionaries is, what, only two notches down from Silverhawks.
Yeah, I'm just surprised they didn't put Bluegrass in with the Mirage as a bonus thing.
I hate that they don't have a metallic finish.
Part of the reason I dropped mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diecast, what else did you get?
I think that was it.
You had one more thing, but I'll talk about it since.
Yeah. One more thing, but I'm going to pass that on to Brian because I didn't feel like bringing it down.
Okay. So I'll get to that. It won't be my last thing, but I'll just do what's handy. I don't know that I even have a copy of it. So I was looking at cheap Blu-rays on Amazon. And for like $5.99, they had a 4K edition of The Last Night.
Ooh.
And I try to get 4K when I can. And because it does look better. And also my 4K TV is arm's length away from me, so I can definitely see the difference. So $5.99, I can pay that. So for the PowerCon exclusive Mysteries of Grayskull came. And it's such a beautiful box.
What's
in
it?
And the box is so beautiful. And man, I love the box. Did I mention that? The box is great. The contents it's whatever. So it's got like stuff that goes into Castle Grayskull. And it's got, is that an Eternian Guard? What is that? I don't even remember. Grayskull something or other. Actually, it says in the box.
Scuba diver.
It's the Explorer Space Suit. Ancient Cosmic Armor. Okay. And man, the box is so great. Even the back is great. But I've already had a couple people offer to buy it from me. I'm like, I'm not going to sell it. But just not exactly the most exciting thing in the world. I finally found at Walmart my first sweep.
Nice.
Yeah. So hope to, I have a one. I got a notification today that another is shipping soon from Pulse. So I'll have a second one. And I still have one on pre-order from Amazon. So like in 3 months, I'll get that one. So that'll be my third. And when I was looking for it, I found two more Nas Sharktacons. I think I got like five last week. Like all my pre-orders are coming into Roost. But like I canceled a lot of them. So I don't have like 25 on pre-order. I think it's like 10 tops.
You know, I've got like two Nas, and I think that's like all that and sweeps. I have two of those, and I just don't army build. You know, I feel sorry for Brian with the bat when the bats come out.
Oh God! Hey, Fortune. So Hasbro's been a lot better lately when it comes to everything. Like I'm having no issues finding Nas. I really had no issues finding Alicons, and I overbought Alicons. I'm actually selling some of my extras. I only need like a few of those. I don't need like a dozen. They've made it a lot easier to find most of these G.I. Joe classified toys now. Mm-hmm. And the retro figures, like I'm having no problems finding Cobra officers or Cobra troopers. I was having a hard time finding Grunt, which I finally found that when I was at Walmart and found the sweep. So I think he's the last one that I needed. But yeah, when it comes to the troop builders, for the most part, Hasbro's making it too easy to find them. So, yeah, I think I'll probably stop at 10 bats, but I look back at my 25th anniversary bat and I have like 30 of them. So, I'll mention the thing that made the album art on YouTube last. So, Artfire 2000 had an update a week ago, Saturday, with new toys. And unfortunately, the site went down because it was being hammered. And I had a Browning and a Mittenbox Go Shooter in my cart. And I wasn't going to buy both. I was going to buy one or the other. And when the site came back up, somebody had already snatched both of them. I was like, no, I really wanted the Go Shooter. I got something that I didn't have. It is a Mittenbox Headmaster Junior Cab. Or a hose head in the U.S. Or if you go by the box, the name is Carb.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be why they used that translation in the manga, I think.
Yeah. So, very happy with this. Puts me one step closer towards my G1, complete G1 collection, which I'll probably have by the time I'm 70. But, you know, I'm approaching it very slowly, relatively slowly. But very happy to get that. The thing that I put on the YouTube art is something a lot of people got and a lot of people pooped on. And I'm not going to poop on it because
why would you poop on it? That would smell.
Yeah, I know. It's the Jurassic Park collaboration. Trinicon Rex and Autobot JP93. So the reason people don't like it is because they opened it. Apparently, it's not that great once you open it. But it's absolutely flipping gorgeous in the box.
It is.
And there's no way in hell I'm going to ruin that and take it out. It's staying in. It looks absolutely phenomenal. Part of me wants to pick up a second one. I'm not going to. Maybe if they go on clearance. But it just looks just so lovely. They did a phenomenal job with the packaging on this, and it's never getting opened. In fact, the only collaboration that I did open was the Ectotron. I probably should do the Gigawatt, but
it's not bad.
Yeah, but this thing is lovely, and it's staying in the box. And if you buy it, I recommend that you keep it in the box, because basically almost everybody is saying that it's just not that great. And I don't know if it's the Tyrannicon or the Autobot JP93. Like, you know, the Tyrannicon's pretty much a known quantity because it's a repaint of Megatron. I mean, there's some certain things that are different. But Autobot JP93 is a new mold, I guess, supposedly. And who knows how or if it'll be reused. It may, it just may be a loss for them when it comes to this. They may not reuse it.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I could be wrong, but I really don't think they will.
Yeah, it could be like Autobot, the Maverick toy or something. They may get some purpose out of it, but yeah, but the box is perfect and it's staying in it. And is that what I got this week? Anything else? No, I didn't. So that's what I got this week. Okay. Again, let's go to our Patreon, patreon.com/TFRadio. And I want to thank our patrons at the Touch tier. If you're a patron at the Touch tier, you get a nice shout out every week on the show. Plus, you can be on our History on the Fives podcast. And there are other perks as well. Go to tfradio.net/Patreon or patreon.com. I'm slurring my speech because I haven't had my caffeine. Like, I'm trying to cut back on caffeine so I don't, like, not sleep. And I am, like, dragging right now, but I'm going to power through with water. I'm drinking water. I need more sleep.
Why would you drink water?
I know. So, patreon.com/tfradio. And, of course, our patrons at the Touch tier are listed on our website at tfradio.net/credits. I want to thank Kevin Dorsey, Ryan Bona, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Jason Hiley, Mike Mallory, Jay Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Bratton or Boomer, Spider Bob, Frank, Sabertron Toys, Tyrell Gwynn, Paul Schreiber, Sterling, and Rick Mahurin. Rick and our, who I just mentioned on the show, in our Discord, and he asked me if I was tone deaf, and I'm like, how long have you known me? I am tone deaf. I truly am. So I want to thank our patrons at the touch tier, and of course I want to thank all of our patrons, no matter what tier you're at, but the patrons at the touch tier get mentioned every week. patreon.com/tfradio. And if you want to help out and if you don't want to sign up for Patreon, I know a lot of people just don't. You can always use our Amazon links at tfradio.net/Amazon. If you want the beautiful boxed Jurassic Park collaboration, you can go to tfradio.net/JP93 and pick that up. So that would be awesome if you did. You can find us basically everywhere on the internet, basically, more or less. But our website is at tfradio.net. We mostly use Twitter for social media at TF Radio. We also have an Instagram at TF Podcast. We have YouTube. We have Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio and all that. I'm personally on Twitter at BKilby, BKILBY. Instagram, Brian Kilby. And I have stuff at briankilby.com. My newest Christmas album, which I'm working on right now, will be up there. I'm targeting December 10th. It's slow going. So I'm saying December 10th is the launch date now officially. So December 10th is the launch date for my next album. I don't have a name for it yet. So briankilby.com. John DeLuna, not here, not on the show on a regular basis anymore, but he is at That John D. Rob Springer, never on the show. Not on the show. But he's here in our hearts. He's at Robo Rob Springer on Twitter and zonebase.org. Hey, Rob. So Chris basically has your plugs memorized. Do you have his plugs like to heart, or should I read them?
You read them. I will sit here and feel like a bad person now, but please, you read them.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. So Chris, you can find him at ChrisRTXV on Twitter. He also has a Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/Chris if you want to do something nice for him. You can find his photographs at playwithphotography.com or at instagram.com/playwithphotography or at playwithphotos on Twitter. Or if you want to do him a solid again, you can go to patreon.com/playwithphotos. And Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, well, they can find me on Twitter at Rob Flails. They can also see me on, well, they can hear me on YouTube at youtube.com/flailthroughs, where I am covering three Gundam games at this point. Gundam Battle Operation Code Fairy, Gundam Battle Operation 2, and G-Generation Genesis, which all have, you know, different things going on. I'm enjoying them all, starting probably late this week or early next, the Volume 2 of Code Fairy, which is just about to come out. If you like what I'm doing over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can throw money at me for it and request mobile suits in any of those games if I can get a hold of them. And if you feel like, you know, just sending items to me, tfradio.net/playlist will work.
Excellent. And Ness had mentioned in our Discord that for the next 2 days, basically, there is a sale at TeePublic. So you can go to tfradio.net/shirt or shirts or tpublic.com/user/tfradio and buy some shirts. I'm wearing the middle-aged mutant toy collector shirt right now. So, Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Excellent. And Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can like my Facebook page at Refused by Diecast. You can see all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews. And I did start a TikTok, but I haven't posted anything yet.
We have a TikTok that I've never used. And so, I feel like we've missed the bubble on that.
That is at RFC Reviews. If you want to follow me on TikTok, if you're on TikTok.
There are a lot of people on TikTok. It's just we hit it late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I think that's it. Did we miss anything? We went almost an hour, which is about 20 minutes longer than I thought we were going this week. So that's great. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.